Excellent. I used to be a great ping pong player. Fantastic. It's a nice place to hang out, the pond.
And the net is far enough from the water, so it's not a danger.
We're not going to spend hours on this. Are you going to shoot or just point, dear? No. You didn't point well.
And here are the tables we've reassigned to the board games area.
These built-in chessboards are great. What a wonderful fourth area. The activity space.
We still have to build the fountains around them and install the lighting fixtures around the games.
Forget it, Steve.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor?
Let's stop here. Take a look around you. We have our public garden.
The Agile Garden. Episode 9. How to be an Agile Manager.
You should be proud of yourself, Mr. Mayor.
Yes and no. I wasn't much use after all.
It's not always easy to understand what the manager does in an Agile project. But you did precisely the right thing.
Admittedly, the result is good, but you can't say that I contributed much to it in the end.
It's normal that at the beginning of an Agile project, the manager will find it hard to comprehend their role. But you've accomplished the job.
Is that right?
What are your thoughts as project manager, Steve?
Well, Mr. Mayor, you approved the budget, you put me in touch with my colleagues, you gave us a lot of information about the city's inhabitants, their lifestyle, and other local developments.
Oh, yes.
Well, there you go. With agility, the manager is responsible for the team's contribution to the company's strategy. And they are also responsible for the methods, i.e., the allocation of resources and time.
Yes, perhaps. But all the ideas came from the users. So I didn't decide on much.
Traditionally, a manager's role is often seen as agreeing on priorities and defining everyone's role. In an Agile project, it's the team that defines the priorities after listening to the customer's needs. And of course, if a manager has expertise, they can play an advisory role. Or if a supporting service is blocking the project, for example, they can intervene to ease the situation. We talk about servant leadership, the manager at the service of the teams. Do you understand what I mean?
I think so, yes. So I was what you would call a good manager?
You can see that. You've created the right conditions for the team to do its job.
And then you gave us a great deal of freedom, which enabled us to design this garden.
The notion of trust is very important for an agile manager. You trusted the team with a clear goal and made sure they achieved it.
At first, I didn't fully see why we had to have all these regular meetings. The idea of holding them on site.
It's true that at first you were reluctant.
But you played the game, you gave them full access to the site, and they were able to go out into the field and implement the Agile method.
It's amazing to see this whole garden come to life, and it's all happened so quickly. I feel like I haven't been checking on anything.
That's very good, Mr. Mayor, because with agility, managers must give up the illusion of control. They have to realize that just because they have a precise schedule doesn't mean that's how the project will go. There are far too many uncertainties that can change everything. Just because they set a deadline doesn't mean that the teams will manage to meet it either. Just because they have a progress chart doesn't mean that things are moving forward.
It's true that I realized that I had to ask myself how I could help the team as it went along.
That's it. In fact, you've mastered the complexity. A manager must constantly reduce uncertainty. They must identify the issues that could have a major impact on the project, such as an unclear customer demand, uncertainty about feasibility, or an organizational problem in the project team.
In any case, when I see the result, I think we've asked ourselves the right questions.
Who'd have thought we'd have a volleyball area?
Around the duck pond.
And you? Has agility changed the role of managers in your organization? How can they be of service to create the right conditions to optimize the team's performance for success? Can they overcome their illusion of controlling the situation by mastering the complexity of the situation?